Blog Talk Radio. I'm a read, floor. On the 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 floor.
Look at the minute. Thank you. legendary mother Aisha Prodigy Umar, and legendary mother Kelly Kapoor and TJ present the I Love New York Bowl. Come take a bite out of the Big Apple. Come get your motherfucking wife. Come get some coins. Come serve the runway. I Love New York 2012. Come get your life June 23rd at the Gay and Lesbian Center. Ball starts at 2 p.m. So be there.
Maurice Balenciaga, Honeycomb Dior, Dream Allure, Iman Balenciaga. Mini Grand Number 3, $300. Femme Queen Scandalous Triple Threat, The Charlie's Angels. One breathtaking Carter, one sexy realness, and one sinister sex siren. Mini Grand Number 4, $250. Femme Queen vs. Witch Queen, legendary performance. Psychedelic Madness. That's the second annual Baltimore Awards Ball, May 19th. Address, 851 Holland Street, Baltimore, Maryland. $30 all night. Tables will be fully stocked with refreshments and beverages. That's $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Doors open at 3 p.m. Ball starts at 5 p.m. This is an early ball, so please don't be late. Contact Father David Chiel for tables and info. 443-220-3483. Again, that's 443-220-3483.
Hello to my little room. So basically tonight what I think we're going to talk about is, you know, there's a lot of videos of fights, you know, out of nowhere. There's a lot of fights. And, you know, it's really actually putting, you know, a throw-up taste in my mouth when I see them fight now. So, you know, I just think the fights need to end. Really, like, we need to just all, like, get along, or if we can't, just go in the chambers, and no one's there, so you won't have to worry about fighting anyone in the chambers. I repeat, if you cannot enjoy yourself at a ball, go to the chambers, and you deserve to be alone for the rest of your life. And I thank you. So, as we move on, I want to talk about, you know, it's sad and tragic what happened to Lorena Extravaganza. May she rest in peace. But, you know, justice should be served. Actually, justice should be served. And there is a lot of femme queens and drags that, you know, probably went through the same thing that she went through. And there was no justice for them. So I just wish we all can get together, you know, not for just this one person, but, you know, to, you know, bring justice to for our femme queens and our drags that like to play with trade. Do I have any co-hosts for tonight? So, TJ, do you want to come on as TJ or Maya? Oh, we have TJ and Maya. TJ and Maya, I think you're on there.
Hello.
Hello, Maya.
Yes, where's my introduction?
Sweetie, does she have an introduction? Can you play it if she has one?
When you talk, all I hear is wah, 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 wah.
Maya, there was your intro.
Yes, peace be still, and it's hitting in the garden.
There was your intro.
Yes, it was working cow.
So where's TJ?
Hello.
TJ, Waikanka, are you there?
Yeah, TJ is away, right? He's in the bathroom.
Bloody.
Yeah.
So, yeah, don't you think there should be justice for our femme queens and our drags?
Yes, I do. You know, and people don't pack them up as much as they should do. They work at these organizations, and, you know, they could take $1,000 and, you know, give it to a ball. But when something serious happens, where's everybody at?
Wait, TJ said he's live on the air. Switchboard, can you unmute him?
Hello?
Yeah, you're there, sweetie.
Okay, yeah, y'all was trying it. Switchboard didn't want to let me on the air.
There's no y'all in Switchboard.
London, I know you got something to do with it.
No, actually, I don't. I've never seen how Switchboard actually works, honestly. But, Maya, are you still there? No.
Maya. Hello?
Yeah, so we're all here. So, TJ, how do you feel about, you know, don't you feel that our drags and our film queens need justice? Or
well, hello, TJ.
Hi, Maya, how are you? What's going on?
I'm good, and yourself?
I'm good. Back to your question, London. Yeah, I do, but what I think is happening is it gets swept under the rug so much that people just pay it, and that needs to stop happening.
Yeah, it actually does because there's so much cases of just turn up to be, you know, found dead. You know?
Yeah.
And there's probably, like, you know, you can never do, like, research because there's probably so many men coming in and out, you know, of, you know, certain houses.
London.
What?
Have you ever seen the lady, Sweet Brown, on the news when she was looking for a cold pop and her house burned down and the smoke almost hit her?
Sweetie, I wasn't born in 1960, so no, I've never seen her. Okay.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
You never seen... Yeah, it's on YouTube, Sweet Brown on the news.
Is it in black and white?
No.
Right, no, that's something from back in the old days. We don't know nothing about that.
But you know what, I do have something to say.
Yeah. And what would you like to say, Maya?
Hold on.
And we were not hoed. But, yeah, basically, you know, it's probably hard to do, like, an investigation because there's so many men that they have to investigate. So they just, you know, give up.
Right. But, see, that needs to stop. If people stay on it, they'll have to, like, really watch those cases and really do something about it.
And there's a lot of femme queens and drags out there that like to do things on their own without telling anyone. So, you know, there's no witnesses or anything like that. So,
because I know here in Detroit, the girl Shelly here, that was the Revlon that got killed, there's been so much going on. Her family has not let it rest and had visuals and everything to where it's stayed in the media and the news to where they actually caught the man and actually brought him to justice.
Yes, but...
No, forget it. But, yeah, there's so many... there was another transgender woman killed, but that was in 01. But, yeah, whoever's on the line, can you call in and give us your opinion on our little topics that we have, or if you want to make a new topic, you know, call in. Don't just sit there and listen, because I will actually, you know, give the show to Maya and let Maya take over.
Yes, and I thank you. And, you know,
and I
want to touch on this topic because, you know, when the girls go to their clients and stuff like that, and it's sad because... You know, the girls are battling each other about who's making the most coins and, oh, girl, I'm on my way to this client. What you should be doing is telling your girlfriend what hotel and room number you're going to, even if you don't know it until you get there. Text your girlfriend, tell her what room you're in. You know what I'm saying? So they know what's
going on. No, but you know, they might. No, no, I did not say clap. They might try to steal your girlfriend's date, so don't tell your girlfriend that
no,
I'm
serious. No, once you get to the client and get your coin, you understand
okay,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, you get your coins first, and then you text your girlfriend, and then, yeah, go on from there. I think that would be a nice...
Yes, and I just want to say to the young girls that's listening, even if you're a butch queen in drag, a trans man... If you're out there working them corners and, you know, you're jumping in and out of cars and stuff, never get in a van. Just never get in a truck or a van. You know, you never know who's in there. And you always take your caution. Because I remember when I was in New York City and I just wanted a cab to my hotel. They took me to the damn police station down the street on Christopher Street.
Wasn't that when you guys paid 10 cents to take a cab?
No, that was back in the day before the horses and the dinosaurs and stuff running. But I'm talking about when I was in New York City and me and Joan Rivers was pumped and shit.
Wait, no, when you were a caveman writing poems on the walls with rocks.
Y'all two are the mess.
No, but anyone who wants to call in, no, me and Maya, we are not going to read you. We are not going to attack. We don't mute. You know, we're just open-minded and we're open to everyone's suggestions. So please call in. I would like for people to call in and give their opinions, even if you're not a drag, not a femme queen. If you want to be a drag, you can call in. And please give your opinions.
Where's the band?
You know, I think she's playing tennis.
Where's $5 footlong?
Yeah, Serena Williams.
Oh, I don't know if that... I don't know who she is. But definitely, if we don't have any callers by now, you know, I bloody just spit my heart out and told you guys to call in.
London, this is if it's seen normally my voice be cracking, but tonight is the first time I heard your voice cracking. I study voices for a living. But your voice is kind of tacky tonight.
I'm sorry, my voice doesn't crack. But just like, you know, I said earlier, if anyone wants to call in, I'm hearing different stories about this little motor here. Can someone please tell me, you know, a different site? Oh, 347-569. Maya, I cannot believe you.
Yeah, no, thank you.
Hello.
Yeah, you're there.
I'm calling to find out if my daughter is on this line.
And
who's your daughter?
Right.
Precious. Because it is too late at night, and that bitch got to go down and take her ass down to the welfare. Oh, you think you can? Cause you done fucked my man. You got two goddamn babies, and one of them running around here looking like a goddamn animal.
You know, I watched your movie, and I see that you have so many issues, sweetie. So I'm going to let you speak to yourself and mute you. And I thank you.
Yes, hold on. I'm at McDonald's. Hello.
Maya, you should not be eating McDonald's. I'm sorry.
No, hold on. I'm actually trying to order my food at the drive-thru. 1 second. Driver, pull up for me. Thank you. Yes, Maya do love her six-piece nugget here and there. My sugar got low.
Oh, Maya, I thought you only drink solids. 816-569, you're live on the air.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, sweetie. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Lovely.
Okay, well, I just wanted to come on. First of all, I don't know what happened to Lorena Extravaganza, so if you guys can give me the full update on that. But I also wanted to ask if you guys have talked about the whole Obama and the gay marriage situation. And did you guys see Basketball Wives, if you did?
Yeah, I didn't bring it up, but thank you so much for bringing that up. I think he was right for actually accepting gay marriage, because he is actually a bisexual man. So,
uh-huh.
I don't know why he would not want to be, you know, a part of that movement.
Well, you know, I was just at the White House for a conference with the Congress and me and Condoleezza Rice. And, you know, Barack expressed to me that equality is for everyone. And he has a lot of gay friends and, you know, coworkers around him in the military. And he believed that everyone deserves to be happy. And he also confessed to me, Michelle, the transsexual, a sex change.
Y'all are a mess.
She's lovely. But, Carla, what do you think about it?
I think he did a good job with endorsing the situation. I feel like a lot of people on Twitter are going crazy about the situation. There's been so many drama back and forth between, you know, heteros and homosexuals and everything. And I feel like, you know, it's not that serious to me because it's like he's just saying that he supports it. It's not like he's actually passing a bill or doing a law.
Right.
It hasn't even gotten to the Supreme Court yet. So I feel like so many people are jumping the gun. Especially if you're going to be, you know, a gay male, just sit back and just see what happens at this point. That's all we can do. It's been a whole bunch of, you know, Christians versus homosexuals going on. It's just been a whole bunch of drama, and I feel like, you know, just sit back and see what happens.
But we can't just continue to sit back and let this government, you know, run over us like we don't exist.
That's true. We are people who are human, but at the same time, we got to understand, too, that, you know, there are other issues in the world that we're forgetting about, too. So, I mean, it can go hand in hand. I just feel like a lot of people just need to really, you know, focus on what's important to them, and we know that now we have another supporter, and, I mean, all we can do now is just wait and see what happens with the whole
Everyone is keep talking about this go get passed and this go get passed. This man never said he was passing anything. He just said he supports it.
Exactly.
Everyone is jumping the gun with this, he's about to get this passed with the Supreme Court also. He never once made a bill, said he was doing anything to pass a bill, make a law, anything.
Right.
He just said this man supports it. Everybody wants to jump the gun and say because he supports it, he's about to do this and that. Let this man do what he do and then figure out.
Well, what else did he to do after his life was in the hands of the Secret Service and they were paying for pussy? That would be a for gay rights also, you know, to sweep that shit under the carpet. But at the end of the day, I think he's going for another term, and he has done everything. He has stopped Osama bin Laden, you know, Operation Geronimo. You know, he's captured, you know, everybody. In the Coney 2012, he's going to do that before his term ends in November. So believe me, he will vote.
And actually, he has family out there, so, you know, he has people that's out there. So.
Yeah, and my family, you know.
Everybody is so concerned about him passing this. How about everybody going to make sure the asses vote for his ass in November?
You know what I'm saying, right?
Right,
that's what Tony's be talking about instead of him supporting the gay, saying he supports gay marriage and all stuff. How about y'all going and make sure y'all ask the restroom and vote for us there?
But just like balls, TJ, people walk and they came and they brung it and they win, but a fight happens. The next day on the radio, they only talk about the fight and not about the person that brung it and
but
won.
It's just horrible because you got like 5,000 people that can come to a bar. But out of them 5,000 people, 70 of them are underage, and they're the only ones that can vote, no shade, without a record. And I thank you.
Right, but, you know, just like votes for the awards balls, they can fuck up votes for the presidents, too. So, and I thank you. But thank you, sweetie, for calling. We have another caller, and I don't want to hold you up. Thank you. 347-426, you're live on the air.
Hi, guys.
Hello, how are you?
It's Keisha calling.
What's going on, Keisha?
Hello, Keisha. How do you feel about the topics?
All right, first I just want to say, I want to go back to the Lorena situation, and I first want to give my condolences out to the House of Extravaganza. I don't recall anyone just giving a condolence just as a, you know, show some type of compassion and sympathy because they lost a very powerful heavy hitter in that house, especially when it comes to the new generation. She was one of the new generations.
Regardless of even being a heavy hitter, they lost a family member.
Right. And
right.
You know, let's just backtrack, because Kelly did say, and I quote, that today's topic or today's show would be about, you know, the losing of Lorena Extravaganza. And I see that you guys are changing the topics. Some of you are making humor about the situation. But let's kind of stick with
the
case.
No, no one's making humor about the situation, honey. Before you finish, wait,
it's actually the truth, Keisha. It's actually the truth. If there was to be an investigation, there would be so many men that will have to be investigated. It wouldn't be, you know, it's so serious.
Right, but if we're going to be serious about it, let's be serious. I know we joke around, but if I recall, Kelly did say she wanted to talk about the passing of Lorena Extravaganza. And I just want to give my opinion about the situation. You know, it's a damn shame that the media had the audacity to say this poor – they just threw her all her dirt in the article. If you read the
they
article –
actually, they did.
And whether she did escort or not, the girl is gone, okay? And it's fucked up how the media just really just blatantly just threw her business out there. And it's just sad. My question is, there is a lot of unanswered questions how I feel about how this poor girl passed away. And I was reading between the lines. They said she died in a fire. But my thing is, if that was the case, those two guys who they say were last seen, how come they were able to leave and nothing happened to them and all of a sudden she dies in a fire? And I'm beginning to wonder, I think she was set up. She was set up.
Really?
Because, oh, yeah. Think about it. Think about it, London. They said, and I quote, she died in the fire, but there were two guys walking out before she died. When the paramedics came to investigate her, she was unconscious, and then she passed out. She passed and died. And it's funny
they
how...
said, I don't mean to cut you off, but they said she was under the bed. Is that what you got, too?
Yes. They said that it's, she died in the fire. But she wasn't burned. She was not. She died in the fire. And I felt that she was set up. And whoever did that, I think the house was set on fire or a case. It was something that we don't know. But it's funny how those two guys who were last seen, they were able to get out and nothing happened to them. But yet this girl died in the fire. I'm beginning to wonder, doesn't sound right to me.
Yeah, it does.
And it is just so sad. Once again, like you said before, London, that people need to really be careful. If that is what I think it is, people need to be careful. Or, like you said, let your girlfriend know what's going on. So if something happens, they know how to track what took place before she passed away.
Right. Or even try to take a picture of your last person you were with. Like, I know it sounds a little hard, and who thinks of that? But Keisha, you can stay on. You can stay there. We have another caller. Who wants to say something?
Hold on. I'm a hold on, because I'm at McDonald's.
Oh, 718-304, you're live on the air.
Can I get 2 double cheeseburgers and a small fry?
Mute Maya. 718-304, you're live on the air.
Hello. Hi, London. Hi, everyone.
Hello, sweetie.
Now, Keisha, why do you think
they said, okay, and I'm going by the article. It's like I said before, I think it's just disgusting how the media took all her business and threw it in there. If the girl died in the fire, that's fine. That's well and dandy. But why throw in that she was doing this, she was doing that? If she died in the fire, it had nothing to do with her personal life and what she did, whatever the case may be. But by them putting that in that article, it makes me wonder how it's ironic that she died in the fire and they said that two guys were last seen walking out of her apartment before she passed. Don't you find it kind of bizarre that nothing happened to those two guys, but yet she's the only person that died in the fire?
Smoke and sedation can't kill you.
Who?
Well, I'm gonna say this. We are talking about the media,
right?
And we know what the media do, you know. And I agree with you. You know, it has nothing to do with her dying in the fire. But of course, they're gonna do a background check and everything. Of course, they're gonna go through everything to find out who she really is and what she was about. So, of course, they had to do that. And it, you know, it's to make it a story.
That's their job.
That's their job. Absolutely, that's their job. You know, so you have to understand that.
Keisha.
I mean, we may not.
Yeah.
And Keisha, you never know. You never know what happened. You know, I've seen plenty of situations where people were on dates and they got too high that they even died off of the drugs that they got high from, and the date did not know what to do, and he left. You know, there's things that can happen.
Well, that was my next question. Was she involved in drugs and alcohol?
Once again, guys, can I just say one thing? Whatever she did, that's her personal business. The girl's not here. We should
focus
on...
could that have played a part in her dying?
We weren't there, so we can't speculate. We were not there.
So I think that's what London is saying.
But
again,
here's my point. Read between the lines. We were not there, so we can only assume and speculate, but we were not there the time that she passed away. You know what I'm saying? And for us to say yes or no, how do we know that? We were not there with her. We weren't there. We can only go about what we read in the article and what the media is putting out there.
And absolutely, and you're speculating as well. You're saying that you think it was a setup. So you don't know.
The reason why I'm speculating is because of the fact that in the article it said that she died in the fire. But then they said, oh, yeah, but then they said four guys were last seen walking out of her apartment. They put that in there. Why did they put that in there? So now my thing is, okay, they put that in there, and if that's the case, how come she was the only person that walked that was not able to escape that fire and she died?
Could it be that the smoke got her?
Okay, so the smoke. So how did her apartment? The only apartment in that building that caught on fire.
Right, but just like the caller, he just said, you know, only God knows, and God will bring those people.
London, okay, I'll say this. Usually, when that happens, it could be arson. It could be someone set the building. It was her only apartment. Her only apartment. No one mentioned arson in the article. It didn't mention anything about an arson. It didn't mention. And how many times you read articles how they said, okay, a apartment caught on fire. It could have been they investigated. It could be arson, yada, yada, yada. All they said was the girl died in the fire, and they said in the article, oh, yeah. And they said two guys were last seen walking out of her apartment before she passed.
Well, that's sad. Well, do you think, like you said, they set it up so they probably killed her. They probably set her on fire or whatever.
I'm only speculating because I'm going by what the article is saying, and I'm only putting my two cents about the situation. I just find it so bizarre that this poor girl died in the fire. She's the only person. Isn't that kind of bizarre? And yet they said two guys were seen last walking out of her apartment. How come nothing happened to them? And what really bothers me about the media, had she been a straight woman, they would have investigated more because she was transsexual and because gay on gay crime. That's why
they still would have put her tea out there. She was a straight woman, regardless of that. Like they would have still
absolutely,
put out there.
Absolutely. But you know what? This is the problem. The girls have to learn. Okay, you cannot. If this is the case, and I'm just saying, if this is the case that she was in her apartment with two guys. And you are transsexual. What are you doing in your place with two guys by yourself?
Exactly.
You're gonna pull a stunt.
Exactly.
You better have your girlfriend somewhere close by.
Exactly. This is my point. Mm-mm. This is why I feel something don't. This is why I'm saying this is not adding up. And I guess I say this again. My kudos go out to the House of Extravaganza. But there's a lot of unanswered questions. Why this is the only? How come she was the only girl that died in this fire? Her only apartment. The only apartment. Only apartment. It didn't say Section B. It didn't say she was the only apartment that caught on fire and she died.
And where did you read this article? Where was it?
Metro. Go into Metro. It's a newspaper called Metro. And put transsexual fire, killed in fire. The Metro. There's a free paper in New York City called the Metro. Okay.
Okay.
And,
you, Wait, you guys, if you can just stay right there, we have another caller. 973-689, you're live on the air.
Let me sit out, my bad.
Bloody. Go along, Keisha.
It's just, you know, it's unfortunate. And this should be a learning lesson to everyone. If you decide to indulge in any type of that activity, you should always make sure that, one, you know, you call one of your girlfriends to say what's going on. And I don't understand how you can let two people, especially transsexuals. Here's my thing. If you are transsexual, you know how these men prey on transsexuals, and they feel that a lot of them are weak and vulnerable. Unless you have a gun or a knife because they try to pull something, you need to make sure that someone is either in your surroundings or you can communicate with someone, because these men prey on transsexuals, and all they want to do is set them up and do whatever because they feel that they're vulnerable and weak, and just all they just want is you know what. And again, I'm only giving my opinion.
So
my
then
opinion.
The question should be,
right.
So then the question now is, why are the girls taking risks?
Don't do that.
Like
don't,
why
don't go,
are they doing it?
Don't
because
go there. Don't go
don't,
there. Don't go
why
there.
Why not?
Because you already know why. You already know why.
Some of them need it.
Right. It's a high, and it's a, again, the poor lady is not here, so let's not, but we all know why.
Right, and the new, and the guys, and the
roommate.
Who?
Yeah, those were her roommates, the two guys.
Excuse me?
Were they her roommates? Did you get that?
The article didn't,
well?
Again, the article didn't say that, so I really don't know. I'm only going by what the article said. The article did not say that it was her roommates. The article said that before she died, they said two men were seen walking out of her apartment. Walking out. Now, if that was her room, if those are her roommates, how come she died and they didn't die? Or they didn't get hurt?
It could possibly be many of things we don't know. Like you said, we're just speculating. We really don't know all the facts to the story, but I'm sure they're going to continue. They have to continue to investigate exactly what happened. It's just that they're not moving at the time, you know, as fast as we would like them to do it. But the story will get told or whatever. The truth will come out sooner or later. You know?
Now let me ask you guys a question, and
wait, Keisha, before you ask that question, let me get this caller. 347-703, you're live on the air.
Go ahead, y'all continue.
Hello, Alexis.
Hey,
hi, Keisha.
Hey, that was Alexis. Hi, Alexis.
Hey, Keish.
Another question I want to ask you guys. Now let me ask you guys a question. This is probably an educated question. Oh God, I lost my train of thought. Oh God, Linda, you cut me off. I was gonna ask. Oh God. Oh man. Oh shit. Train of thought. Y'all got to keep talking. I was gonna ask
on,
a question.
Come on, Keisha. Come on. You've been doing this for years.
Out of London. I was gonna ask a question, and you cut me off, and I lost my train of thought.
But Alexis, what do you think about the whole scenario of what we've been talking about, what we think, what happened to her?
The funny thing is that's the problem. We always speculate on what we think happens. Of course, we will never know the true story of what happened because she's no longer here to tell us what actually happened. So the only thing that we should do as a community is turn it over to the hands of the God and hope that justice is served, you know. Hopefully,
justice will be served.
They definitely will be.
Okay, well, then we need to stick together as a community and make sure that justice is served. And as someone said earlier, the girls that do, the working girls, they need to, you know, the girls are so worried about, you know, making their coins that they don't think about their safety.
Mm-hmm.
You never know because even I've had some friends who have dated police officers, and being a person of the law, you're not supposed to be being an escort. You understand what I'm saying? So you never know what can happen. So you have to just be mindful of your surroundings. Like people say, I had one girlfriend say she liked to travel with boys because boys are intimidated. I mean, other men are intimidated by guys. You feel me? So if you keep a guy around, or even if they're not even in the room or they don't see the person, just have someone back that has your back. That's even
Absolutely.
If you're not even turning escort, if you're just having company over. You feel
right,
me?
like a roommate, basically.
No. Just like, for instance, if you're at home and you meet a guy, say you walk to the store, you meet a guy, and this guy comes over to your house, you have to be careful then. It's not even so much about the escort, it's just safety first. Period.
Because you don't know who this person really is. You don't know what
exactly.
he's capable of doing, what he's thinking in his mind. And people can snap
right.
within a second, you know? So
right,
we have
but everyone doesn't have that girlfriend that they can trust and that they can do everything that they want to do sexually in front of them.
Yeah,
okay, well then you need to be mindful. And first of all, I'm knock on wood, I thank God that I've never had the problem of dealing with a guy coming over to my place and turning it. You feel me? I don't know if they feel like, oh, this is a big bitch, I'm not going to fuck with her, or however. It's cool. But I'm just being honest. And being in New York City is, like, hard because the guys, they love the girls. And I've heard some girls say how the guys have turned them, have stole this and stole that. You know, I just thank God nothing has ever happened to me. But I just think that we need to be careful, you know, because you never know what can happen at any given moment.
Absolutely, because I've been to some girls' houses, and, honey, it was a revolving door, in and out, 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 in and out. So,
right. Wait, $5 foot long, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God. Y'all better stop doing that to me.
$5. Yes,
hey.
$5 foot long. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to say a couple things about the girl who passed away, Lorena. And
yeah.
what I wanted to say was, you know, this is one of the reasons why. You know, I tried to get out of being a hoe and doing the things, you know, that I was doing, because too many things have happened to me, actually, believe it or not, being out here and living this lifestyle and, you know, hoeing state to state and stuff like that. I've had a gun pulled out on me. I've had a knife pulled in my throat. I've had too many things happen to me. And it's just a lot when you on the stroll and you got to duck and dodge, you know, and play shook and jive from the police, and you got to play it from the undercovers, and then, you know, you got guys out there scoping you, you know, seeing how much money you make in a whole dog or a night plotting to rob you. And then another thing is when you hear these ads out and these guys come to your house or where have you, and you don't even know what they look like or anything about them, whatever, you know, they call them and say, okay, well, you know, I got the money, you know, I'm coming or where have you. And these people get here to your house, and you never know what people, you know, have in mind. You know, they're coming in, and y'all may do the deal. And you got some people that will snap and be like, well, I want my money back. And you're like, oh, no, but motherfucker, you get your coins back. You done got your services. You got to get out. And the type of girl that I am, honey, I get to ask you fast. But I always have a gadget around me. Like, if you want to ask the fool, honey, ask the fool, or we going to dance in this house. And, you know, but it's let me tell you something. It's definitely nothing that I would wish on anybody. It was really sad what happened to her. And, you know, my heart really goes out to her family or what have you, but it's really not a lifestyle for the girl. But like I was telling my sister Alexis, you know, when you become, you know, these butch queens who just throw on these gills because they want to, and they butch queens. They want to come out here and want to make a quick coin or what have you, a quick dollar, because they want to walk the next ball or they want to get their facial products to share or get their stuff or what have you like that. They don't understand. Living a life as a transgendered woman is more than just putting on a guild and doing your makeup and going to a ball or putting some hair up in your head and anything like that. It's a lifestyle. It's a living. And you know, people look at us on the outside because they see the glitz and the glam and they see us, you know, all sitting, you know, she looks fab and all this camera on, but they don't know that we struggle. We struggle day to day, you know, dealing with society, right. Dealing with acceptance, dealing with, you know, trying to maybe even get a job that you're qualified for. We deal with a whole lot. It's a whole lot to deal with, taking on day by day. And I've, you know, to be honest with you, and I can't believe I'm going to say this on the air, But I've even sat sometimes in my house, even to this day, and have said, I wish, knowing what I know, if I could turn back the hands of time and stayed as a butch queen, I would have. Because there's so much with this lifestyle, and so much living your life as a woman. Yes, God.
Really?
Oh, I can't.
I'm sure you're not the first one that has felt like that.
Naima. I actually wish the same thing, and I thank you, Naima, for sharing your hoeing experiences. No, I thank you, though. We have another caller, 347-533. You're live on the air.
Yes, good evening, ladies. This is RR.
Hey,
Hello, my dear.
Hi,
How's everybody doing? You know what? I always tune in, and I love hearing everything that's, you know, being talked about. And it just
made me flash back
that this is an incident that doesn't have any type of gender persistent. If you're gay and you're prostituting or you're gay and you're hustling, you're taking a chance. God bless the dead. My good friend Jermaine got killed last year.
Yeah, oh my God.
You know, the sad part, this is, I'm going to tell this story. The sad part about it is he got killed in Simone's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we all used to gather there and have boys down.
Mm-hmm.
That was a known apartment for trade to come to.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is certain people will take chances that they don't need to take.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just, like you said, be a butch queen and put on a wig and still have a mustache and throw a thong on and think that the boys think it's cute. You can't get on the phone and play with these boys and tell them that you're a tranny when you're a drag queen because they're expecting breasts. You understand? And they get there and you don't have no breasts, you don't have no surge, you don't have none of this. They're going to be like, okay, this faggot tried it. I'm going to get my dick sucked and I'm going to fuck him up.
So,
right.
So you're saying that he was acting like he was Simone and trying to get Simone's date?
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm just letting you know that we all used to go to her house. It was a nice place for us to be. But what I'm saying is that because he was helping her out during her situation, he was staying at her house, and he had a date come over there. And whatever transpired between him and the date, he got murdered.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is it's not specifically just a female figure that it could happen to. It can happen to any of us. And what I'm saying is that if you know, and I'm just saying this just to put it out there, if you know that you're an escort or someone who has an ad out, invest in some security cameras, please. Somebody's whistling. I don't know. Maybe you don't want me to say anything else. I don't know. But
No, that actually wasn't me. Oh, I swear.
No, I'm just saying. I'm really touched by this because too many of us are. This is not just now. This has been happening in my days, too, but not as frequent. And you have to understand, we're dealing with some sick individuals out here. So you need to take some of that money that you use to turn these tricks and invest in some cameras. Put a camera in your bedroom. So God forbid if something happens, they'll have some evidence. And you tell your girlfriend where you keep the tape at.
You know,
that way your good girlfriend could... Yeah, go ahead.
I've always told people... escort is like a crap.
That's a very good idea. But, you know, I wouldn't tell my girlfriend because... Yeah, I just want to catch it for the second time, stealing the $20 bill off my dresser, and I'm going to kick her ass. I'm just not going to tell her. She just got one more $20 bill to take from me, and my foot is going up her ass. So I'm just saying that people just need to,
you know, let's take this as a, you know, a lesson, and let's try to be, if you're going to do it, you have to do, like she said, she keeps a gadget. You got to keep your gadgets nearby, and you got to remind them that, you know, although you are a woman, you are not going to be underestimated, and you need to secure yourself. And if you're not going to have a roommate in the apartment, put up a security camera and get you some gadgets. You got to protect yourself, and don't take on one trick. But one trick at a time. These two
Absolutely.
Tricks at a time. What kind of madness is that?
It don't make sense to have two people in your house and just the only Sim Queen in there, or just with two people?
I don't
That's
even
crazy.
Let two people dance with me at the club because I'm scared one of them trying to pick my pocket.
Right. But I really thank you, Naima, for opening up. I know there's a lot of people that feel the same way you do, and I thank you.
Yes, can I comment on something? And, you know, London.
What?
Sometimes, not to be smart, but sometimes it ain't, the butch queen ain't shit because, as you know, as a femme queen, you know, we had a butch queens over where we turn in our dates and stuff and we keep them for production. But you're gagged because when the dates go to hit you or, you know, turn you or something, you turn into the man and you defending your damn self and the butch queen is out the door or hanging out the window asking for help.
Mm-hmm. You wind up defending you and the butch queen.
Yes, and then, you know, it becomes to a point where, you know, it's like, well, damn, I'm keeping a butch queen around to protect me and I'm protecting myself. That's why a lot of girls do it on their own.
Mm-hmm.
But see, right. you ought to have a butch queen around you that don't mind getting it in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't got no
That's
problem.
True.
So it all
but
depends
you know,
on...
But you also have to be careful because that's that same butch queen that's going to pop fly with you and get smart in your room with you and turn you. So you got to be careful on both ends, honey.
That is true. You're absolutely right.
Or that's that same butch queen that would throw on a wig and get your date's number and try to turn it.
Yes. And I thank you.
So you can't win. You can't win. That's what it is.
You just can't win. So just like R.R. said, videotape it and just tell your girlfriend what the video is.
And
I'm almost sure we all have one, if it's not a girlfriend, we have one family member or somebody that knows our lifestyle and loves us anyway. We have that one person that we can trust unconditionally that we can tell something like that too. Because let me tell
Absolutely.
You something. Don't nobody come to my house without calling. Nobody. You could ring my bell from here to Kingdom Come. You are not getting in my apartment.
You better
I know that's right. Do not pop up to that motherfucking house, especially in New York. And I have people that, I won't say that, but people will ring my doorbell and I lay right there in the bed and look at the door like, I don't know what the fuck that is. Anybody call me? Don't.
That's right, because you
got to
remember something. When you have dates that, you know, come through and they may be gone for, like, maybe months, you don't know what happened to them. They went to jail for 90 days or something. But when they get out, they remember where you live.
Right.
They want to come ring your bell, and you done forgot about them. But you don't know if they're coming to set you up or if they're coming because they want to get a little something. You don't know what this is. But at the end of the day,
but no one's coming to my house because Jose is downstairs and he doesn't let anyone in without calling me. We have another caller, 803-463. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Oh God. Hello.
Another jackass.
Hello?
Right. Is that Motherfella? Motherfella, I wish you had a better voice to make
fucking
up.
Fucking oxymoron.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Shut up, oxymoron.
Now, look at here.
Shut up.
You gave me a headache tonight with all the speculating and talking about how to be a safer hoe here. And I want to let everybody know that my son say he a woman.
What?
You heard what I said, hell. You gave me a headache sitting up here speculating and talking about how to be a safe hoe, hell. Y'all would be telling them not to hoe, period. But anyway, hell, I had to call in and tell them, where can I get some help for my son?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I'm going to take your ass to the doctor because you need help.
Thank you so much. And someone.
Like some goddamn fool, a bunch of shit you don't know nothing about.
Thank you so much. And someone will help your son not turn into a lady. And I thank you. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller. What?
I guess they're gone. Hello?
Right. So, what were you saying?
I'm just trying to just get some clarity in here because a lot, you know, all of this is not new to us, and we hear about it all the time, and it's always sad when we hear about it. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to take precautions, not even if you're not someone who's a working person, but even as a gay individual, you have to take precautions because society is set up in a way where if you don't, say, for instance, if I was an escort, you know, the dates, they test you with conversation, and in that conversation, they can tell if they can try you or not.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man, you said a mouthful right there.
So you have to not be such a fucking bitch when you're talking to them. You got to let them know I'm a no-nonsense kind of bitch. You know what I'm saying? I live for my trade, but guess what, sweetie? I'm not having it.
Right.
And the minute you let them know that, they'll change their conversation. A bitch asked me for a Metro card. I said, how did you get here? I walk. Well, the same way you got here, the same way you're going to get back, because I ain't got no Metro card to give you. And I'm looking at them like, now what? And I go from talking like this to saying, I'm not giving it to you. I don't have one.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, they want to see how far they can push you.
And I have another, I don't mean to go off topic, but I have another question / topic. If the gay bill was to be passed, would you guys get married? But before we go on, I have another caller. I think that's One Chop No Swagger. You're live on the air.
Well, hello, darling. Good evening. This is me, Mother No Swag. I'm representing all the ladies that have no swag. Hello, host. How y'all doing?
Hello, lovely.
How are you?
And as I want to say to you and to everybody out there, I'm old school, and everybody knows swag is a way of life. Next time when you want to do a category or whatever, have the right appropriate people that know how to read and that's educated and know things in life. We talk about
right.
Swag.
Just put somebody who got swag on there.
Okay, definitely. But it's no big deal to me. I mean, it was.
It shouldn't be a big deal to you of the year.
Please,
my swag is
evident. When you look at me as well as others, my swag is evident. I don't need anything, any title or anything
accurate
to prove myself. So he felt the need to lift up whatever he did. I wish him the best of luck in life. Thanks.
But.
Right, but how do you feel about the topic, sir?
I feel very. First of all, my deepest condolences goes out to the House of Extravaganza. I have personally reached out to Hector, who's a good friend of mine, and on behalf of the family of Lorena. She was a little rival of mine. We battled twice and had fun with it. It saddens me, especially when a young, you know, woman is killed in any form of it.
Right.
And it really saddens me. And sometimes the media can be so tired of the way they scrutinize individuals and bring them down for what they are. The first thing they want to jump is that she was a tranny, that she was this, she was that. How do you know what the she was or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Respect.
Right.
Where's the respect factor of it? This woman, you know, her parents have lost their child.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She was a young woman in our community. And it's very sad. And I just feel like I hope that justice is being prevailed on a situation, because I was a little confused about the situation myself because it just did not seem right. I don't understand it. It's like I wasn't there, but the way it's saying to me, like, if everybody else got out the building or whatever the situation may be, and if you're not saying anything, don't get me to say I'm saying anything negative against the roommates, whoever was there. I was not there. But if I smell smoke of any sort, if my people are here, say if me, Alexis, all of us is in a house and all ours all together in the house, I smell smoke, I'm getting everybody out of there. I'm screaming. We getting out of there. I don't understand how this young woman didn't get out unless she was already, you know, succumbed to the smoke inhalation already. And they also said they found her in a fetal position.
Mm-hmm.
And when they found her, it's really sad. I just think that as far as not even so much gay, straight, whoever, we all have to be careful because we all take chances in life. We just have to be careful.
You're so right about that. Yes, you do.
Just don't jump about what somebody does that she invited strange men to her home. I mean, I invite men to my home, too. Does that make me strange?
No.
You know what I mean? Is that, what is that saying? Oh, Keon invite men to her home. I mean, she's a woman. I would hope she is going to invite a man to her home. You know?
Yeah, I'm having Bible study.
Right, but it's just, it is really sad. And
I think we've all had random company in our lives.
Yeah, we have.
More than we've had company that we knew.
Definitely. Let me tell you,
you know
something.
What?
We all
you better preach.
He's telling the truth. We all have taken chances in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was bad, good, indifferent, we've taken chances. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to hear someone to say that, oh, I never took a chance. I've never had this. I never had that. Please stop with this. Please stop with the stories. Because we all have taken chances.
Mm-hmm.
And we never know how a chance is going to end.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to be more cautious as far as us. In society and then beyond, to know what we're doing and who we're doing it with.
You know what,
because
I think? I'm sorry to cut you off, daughter. I think a lot of us have that thing called instinct, and sometimes
if
we were to follow our instinct instead of our greed or our lust, we would come out of the situation a lot better.
I call it sixth sense. I call it sixth sense or intuition.
It is intuition, Keisha, but definitely we've all had been there. Just even sometimes, even my intuition is even with some of my friends, even my close ones.
Preach.
I have an intuition with them too as
preach.
Well.
I'm telling the truth.
I mean, Alexis and all of us could be on the phone and sit there and say, your intuition could be with your close ones in your life. You have to be cautious either kind of way because whatever is, not everything is meant for your good.
Mm-hmm.
Something may look good on the outside, may not always be good on the inside. We take chances, and that's what you call taking chances. It's called life, and that's what it is.
That's your comrades and your confidants.
You do. And life is about going through your ups. Life is about going through your downs. Just like a long time ago, you know, when I was going through, always through something so bad in my life, my pastor had told me a long time ago, go through your test because in the end of it all, it's going to come out to good.
Yeah.
You go through that test. So
you can't have
just,
a testimony without a test, Tiana. You know that, right?
Oh, definitely. Let's just focus on the positive of Lorena. No focus on the negative about she was a showgirl.
Yes.
She was this. She was that. Why are you focusing on that? This young woman has lost her life.
Yes.
This young woman's mother, her parents in Puerto Rico have lost their child. Let's just focus on the positive of her. Let's just not try to ridicule of what she was. And how she lived her life. Because guess what? We all have a conscience and we're all not perfect.
And we all fall short. Yes,
we all fall short of the glory of God. But guess what? In that day of judgment, on that day, God is a loving and a forgiving God. And he can forgive you for everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you come to him with a sincere and a clean heart. Not to be prophetess on the phone right now, but I'm telling the truth. The truth is truth.
Right.
Truth shall be told.
And sister, we speak your name.
Yes. And I speak your name to London, too. Thank you for everything. You know, despite me, I'm trying to go outside right now, in Canarsie, get me a little swag right now. I guess I'm going
to
get me a pink champagne.
You're going to walk to the store with your swag, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm walking with my swag and my big...
But y'all forgot one thing. Y'all forgot one thing.
What's that?
What up, bro?
Now, the bro was a little too much now. If you want to say something, I could do
my nigga, that was too much.
Thank you so much for your consideration and your time. Thank you.
Kiara, I love you.
And I love you all, too. And keep doing what you do, London, and keep doing all what y'all doing. Keep having a positive form like y'all are. And put me back in queue. I'm listening.
Thank you. Naima, you're back.
So I got a question. Did they say that she, even though y'all found, they found her in a fetal position, and they said it was two men, did Did they say that she was robbed or if anything was in disarray or something like that?
No, they never said that.
No, they just said she had a bag of clothes with sparkly clothes, shoes. They really just downed her.
Because, I mean, the reason why I asked is that if they, you know, they're saying it was a suspicious fire and two men were arguing outside the building or leaving from there. I just want to know, did they rob her? Did they beat her? I mean, like, what happened, you know?
Well, Naima, you got to understand, you have professional crooks, you have professional thieves, you have motherfuckers that know how to do shit and cover up so fiercely that it's very hard to determine if there was a robbery or what a case. And again, we're only speculating. Now, if these are professional crooks or professional thieves or professional robberies, I'm sure they thought out what they were going to do if
the
that was the case.
Them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if they were sloppy in what they did, then guess what? They just lost a trace of cops investigating that can lead to if it was a robbery or a case may be. And again, we only speculate.
Right, but we have a caller. 323-898, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're live on the air.
Girl, I've been trying to get in this motherfucking queue all night. What's
up,
bruh?
What up,
hello,
bro?
Wait a minute. Divide. We were doing this all day, and I kept thinking about you with this. What up, bro?
I've been trying to get in for like an hour.
What up, bro?
I didn't even go today because I threw my back out earlier this week moving some stuff in my house. So I'm just taking these, like, the next couple of weeks. I was going to take Underworld this week and probably I'll go in this weekend.
because of the simple fact that they would probably try to kill me. And the other reason is because most people want to get married so that they can have security and so that if they have equity together, they can split that equity and stuff instead of having the families come in and tell that person that's been with their lover for 14, 15 years, you don't have any rights.
Right, and especially to be posted on the news. Like every gay person that got married, I think I saw a picture of their wedding or something.
No, I wouldn't do all that.
London.
I wouldn't do all that.
Can I say one thing?
Honestly, this is how I feel about the whole marriage thing. I personally feel that we don't need it because you got half these people, I'm not going to say half, majority of the gay people out here now, they can't even stay in a committed relationship without going fucking and doing something else.
Mm-hmm.
So to get married, I think we'll add more problems to the whole marriage thing as is now. We can't even
there be will be a
now.
Lot of divorces. There will be a lot
can
of
I,
divorces.
We already got a lot of divorces.
Can
going
I chime
on. We can't
in?
Stay safe now, so why would you add more problems to that now?
Can I chime in?
Yeah.
This is Keisha. All right, think about it. What is the point of getting married? You could be in love, you could live with someone by saying you married. What does that do? And like one of the callers said, okay, so then if something happens, who gets what? And who's to say you're going to marry someone who's making more or making what
no,
you're
Keisha,
making?
Keisha, but Keisha, listen. If you, say for instance, you and your mate has been together for 20 years, not married, okay, but y'all both bought a house together. You both own a small business together, and you both have joint bank accounts together. And God forbid your partner passes away.
Gotcha.
Who's going to get all of that?
Right.
See, that's going to be a lot of shit.
Well,
that's going to be a lot.
No,
That relationships, but what if something serious happens to one of these people's partners and they're not even married? They can't go back there. They can't go in the back to see their partner because they're not a family member.
That's right. That's right.
No, nah, bruh.
You know what I'm saying, bruh? Bruh, you know what I'm saying, right? My nigga. Yo, my nigga, check this out, though, my nigga. For real.
What's Gucci,
for real.
My nigga?
But if I, yes, listen, if I find the right person and we both got some equity and we want to put it together and we want to do something positive, yeah, we can make that happen. Sure.
Ruby, you're not ready for marriage, my nigga.
I know that's right, my nigga. Yo, for real, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? You've been down with that shit, my nigga. I know, for real.
So if you get married and I don't want to wish bad on your marriage, but if you guys get divorced, is your spouse going to be able to take your house and take your status? And
no, because I'm going to have a paper that says what you came in with is what you leave with.
That sounds like a prenup to me.
How you doing?
That sounds like a prenup. How come no one mentioned? I got a question. Can we go back to yesterday's about the fight?
Wait, everyone didn't answer the question. Naima, Alexis, Maya, TJ.
London. Tiana trying to get back on the air.
Yeah, that's my nigga. You need to mute my nigga for a minute.
Wait, it's Kiana. Kiana, you're back. Are you back? I don't.
Yeah,
that
was.
Does anyone else want to answer the question?
What was the question?
The question is. If you guys were to get married, I mean, if the bill was to pass, would you guys get married or not?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'm sorry. I'm going on her.
I'm good
being single. No strings attached. You come over, we carry, we
carry.
You going about your business. That's all.
Who's that?
That's Naima. You so far away from your phone.
You know what I think happens too? There's a certain age where you're at a certain age in your life and you feel mentally ready for that.
Yep.
But then there's a certain age in your life where you just at that age where it's just not gonna happen. No, I'm right now I'm still doing me. I'm not ready for all of that. Maybe when I'm like 40 or 50 and I wanna settle down, it might be possible if I'm still with the same my nigga.
I got a question for Naima.
Go ahead, whatever.
Naima, this is Keisha.
Go ahead.
So I got a question, Naima. Let's say when you hit the age, let's say 45, 50, when you know that, you know how society is, you know how the scene is, you know how judgmental these long fags are, because they so quick to say, oh, you old and you washed up. And sometimes that can really hit someone mentally. You know, you get a certain age, and you know you don't got it like you did when you was younger. And you know how it is to compete with someone who maybe 21 to 25 to 30. What happens then?
Okay, let me ask you this. What am I competing against?
You said
we're talking about marriage, and you said it would never happen. But then you know how it's like, let's say you're in a situation where you're kind of like competing because you have the young generation who's doing the same thing, or, you know, what the case may be. But you know you're getting older. And like somebody made a comment about as you get older, it's not the same. And sometimes people do want stability because they know they're getting older. And as you get older, you don't have it the way you did when you was younger.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you
something.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. If I'm still alive here and kicking, and I'm in, you know, my 50s or 60 years old or what have you like that, if it's in me to settle down with somebody and I want to be with somebody, then, you know, I will. But I will tell you this much. I haven't been in a relationship in the past 5 years.
believe it or not. No real relationship in 5 years. Do I get lonely sometimes? Yes, I do. But I'd rather be lonely than to be with somebody and they bullshit and be stressed.
I'd rather do that all by myself.
Right.
Let me
so
say, can I? Go ahead. No, go ahead. I'll wait till you're done.
So, you know, I don't know. I guess I just have, when that bridge gets to me, I guess it's a good question, though. I guess I would just have to, you know, see if I'm willing to cross it or not. But, I mean, I guess I've just been scarred so long, so many times.
Now, Ema, I feel what you're saying. And like I said, you're still in your prime. But as you get older, it's not the same anymore. You can't drop it like it's hot anymore because you
right.
already know you're getting a little older. And you know how society, you know how your peers, and you know how the younger people are, how they think
well, then,
of older
Keisha,
people.
Keisha, well, let me answer that then. Let me answer that since I'm at that period of AARP.
Well, I love AARP,
girl.
I love AARP because
okay.
he make it hot.
Let me make this perfectly clear.
Before you even get 40, so wait a minute, if you talk about AARP, that's 40 plus.
That's what?
Wait, we have Kiana back on the air, and we have Kelly, Mother Couture, on the air. Hey, Kelly.
Y'all gotta play Kelly's y'all gotta play Kelly's intro.
Oh my god.
Yes, y'all gotta play Kelly's intro.
Go just ahead, a Kelly. Little bit, just a little
bit. With Kelly.
Yeah.
Get off the legendary Ezra Mother to the floor.
That's it,
Kelly.
That's it.
The runway. Everlasting. And she's real Miss Beth. Everlasting.
Y'all not gonna try it here tonight, okay?
hey, what up, bro? What up, bro?
What up, bro?
What's up, my nigga?
What up, bro?
About this life.
Y'all not about this life. I'm saying, hey.
Kelly, do you want to chime in?
You didn't give me a chance to finish that what I was saying.
Go along.
I was saying that I'm at that AARP age where now. I've come to the conclusion in my life that I have given myself everything that I need and want. And as far as companionship is concerned, if the right person comes along, when it comes along, I may be ready for it to happen. But right now, at the state I'm in, I have put myself in a state of mind that I'm never going to be in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
but I will have many fuck ships.
Oh, my God.
Right, and I can't.
Oh, my God. Keisha, jeez.
And you can get
he's speaking the truth.
Okay.
He's speaking the fucking truth.
Keisha, okay, jeez.
Keisha, maybe you need to take some of those too.
I'm sorry.
Ooh, Keisha.
Maybe Keisha
yeah,
needs to have some bags.
Yes, bruh, come through.
No, will you?
No, Kiana, did you want to say something?
Yeah, you're talking about the topic about gay marriage and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Who am I to judge anybody? I mean, I'm not going to forfeit anybody's happiness. As far as me, hopefully one day I would love to get married. But right now I'm just been so set in my world, I just rather not just jump. I just rather let it come to me when it happens.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Sometimes when you put yourself out there.
What time of night does it usually come to you? What time of the night does that usually come to you, sister?
See, that's my business. I'm getting ready to take a walk right now. See, you're not supposed to tell those things about me. Now I'm going to call you in California 3 hours behind. I'm going to take my walk like Jill Scott in a couple of minutes. You know, mind my business. Get some, you know.
Yeah.
And Kelly.
Around the park.
What was the topic, my love?
If a bill was to pass, would you get married?
Oh, I don't need a bill to pass for me to get married. It's already legal for me to get married. That's for gay people.
Here it goes.
Right. Yeah, because you're never mad.
Yo, bro.
But I'm not getting married, but I'm consummating.
Baby, you know, I don't need a bill to be passed for me to go to the Justice of the Peace to get married or to go, you know, to City Hall to get married. I can
Kelly,
get married right
be,
now.
Kelly, this will be your second
perfect,
wedding because I was
Kelly.
Supposed to go to the first one that was supposed to happen. Remember that big cake, remember?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But wait, my niggas, we have another caller. 810-6920. You're live on the air. 610-6920. You're live on the air.
Who's that player?
What?
It's bruh. She
has don't want to talk. That's by accident.
Who was that, bruh?
That was a Milan caller.
And I think that the whole marriage thing is a personal
mm-hmm.
choice. It's really a personal choice. And I'm just grateful that it is a bill that can, I'm hoping that it's a bill that will be passed,
mm-hmm.
only because we have come a long way with our sexuality, with our freedom, and we need to be able to have the same rights as heterosexual people so that they won't bash our heads against a wall or 20 people beat us down just because we flirted with somebody. We need to let them know that we're just as equal as they are.
That's not like the topic we was having last night. A part of that
for
statement.
For real, my nigga?
Yeah.
No, that wasn't, baby. No, it wasn't, bro.
They ain't about this life.
Okay.
No, she has said bro. Like, bruh. She said bruh.
She said bruh.
Yeah.
Yes, bruh.
And that's what it called, bruh, not bruh.
Yeah, like bruh was more ladylike.
No. No, if he would have been a drag queen or a femme queen, it probably wouldn't have been as bad.
Can I ask a question? Can I go back off the topic? I want to talk about yesterday. How come no one
yesterday is a history?
Oh God, please!
All right.
Oh, yesterday
was
a history lesson.
We don't walk backwards.
Yes.
We walk
Leave it alone.
Forward.
Flush it.
All right,
flush
Kelly,
it.
Are you in the air?
Yes, I'm here, darling.
Can we get your opinion about the situation about what happened to Lorena?
My opinion on the situation that happened. I really haven't been on Facebook like that to really get into the article. You know, I heard third party, things that people were saying about the situation. But the only thing I can say is that my condolences definitely go out to the House of Extravaganza and her immediate family, and that I hope that the cops do everything in their power to investigate this to the fullest, because I really don't understand. I heard something about it was an old lady and a baby in the apartment,
right.
And they got out. And
see?
Lorena didn't
those,
get out.
Those are her neighbors.
But,
they had got on a fire escape. Those are her neighbors.
Yeah.
But I just hope that the cops do everything in their power that they can investigate this to the fullest extent of the law and just don't sweep this underneath the rug, because it's another homosexual in the community.
I think that we all need to
come together as a community, and if we can stand to try to work to get this ballroom scene together, we should all be able to stand to make sure that every time that a gay homosexual in this scene gets attacked or they die, that it's brought to the fullest extent of the law, and that we're not just sitting here and letting them like bash us and tarnish our reputations and everything. Because regardless of what
Kelly, I just want to know, is this you speaking or the Oxycontin?
That's what I was sitting here saying. I mean, Kelly, you're being so motherfucking politically correct right now. You're giving me Oprah Winfrey.
Because, listen, let me tell y'all something. I'm a Gemini. I have three different sides, and I let the girls know all the time that I can definitely sit and I can definitely have an intelligent conversation, and I can definitely articulate my words and speak very properly, and I can also be ghetto when I need to be ghetto also. It's all about being a chameleon and adapting with your environment that you're in. And that's why when I was in Jamaica, I was able to communicate with all the boys because I was not a flaming queen, and I know how to adapt with people that I was around. And that's what it's about. It's about adapting with your environment. I can sit here and definitely give y'all an intelligent conversation, bitch, and y'all would not even know it's the same person. Y'all would think it's a whole different person. And no, London, I'm not on no Oxycontin. I haven't took any in 2 days. I put my husband down.
Ooh.
Lovely. Hey, we have a caller. I'm 347-703. You're live on the air.
Bullshit. I'm sorry.
What?
To all that shit Kelly was talking, I had got disconnected. This is the thing, like,
oh,
I believe that. Nah.
It's Alexis, I think.
Yeah.
That's my nigga.
Listen, bro, I don't have time for that tonight. I just want to talk about the topic. Like, yo, like, keep it cool.
We sorry, my nigga.
No, seriously, like, I just, the whole marriage thing is like this. You know, everybody may not feel like they're ready for that responsibility, you know, because a lot of us aren't ready for that. Only thing we want to do is fucking keep on moving. You know, you do have some of the ones that actually want to have a real relationship, like that actually want to settle down and be able to, after you invested so much time and energy into a person, even though marriage is only a piece of paper, you understand what I'm saying? But if you have built things and developed things for so long, you will want to hold on to that if something happens. Because we all know how us black people can be. You know, you build something with somebody, and then something happens to that person, and then somebody else comes to take it up from up under you, and you spent your whole life building it with that person, spending your money, you know, and it's not fair.
You're right. You are so right.
No,
that's why, you know, it's just like if you bought a car for one of your dates that you've been with for like a year or so, and you bought your lover a car, and then your lover decides after you bought him the car, he don't want to be with you no more. What you going to do?
Take that motherfucking car, run his ass over with it.
I'm going to bust the windows. We have another caller, 718-810. You're live on the air.
I'm looking, I didn't put myself in queue. Y'all putting me in queue. Baby, we don't do that. We don't do that over here. Your number popped up in queue. Okay, thank you, caller. Thank you. Have a nice night. Caller, press 1. Okay. 646-353.
You're live on the air.
Um, 646-353, you're live on the air. And now you're not. Hi, nigga. Come on. But where is that? Can I, wait a minute, did I come on here? I think
Nicola is sleepy. She has a show 7 days a week.
Okay.
Waving my church finger.
I love
that church finger.
Yes, Naima. Where are we to get that name from for RR? Ruby?
Yes, Ruby.
That's his name.
That's my name.
That's his name.
That's Ruby. Ruby is old fish. Ruby cuts up like old fish.
I live. Every time you call him Ruby, I live. It's up here over here dying.
Oh, that tickles her?
Yes, Ruby shows out.
I want to tell you that you in at 6:13.
I have a topic, a very quick topic. What do you do when the trade doesn't want to pay?
I lock the door.
I mean after. Or are you supposed to get the money before?
You get the money before.
Oh, definitely get the money before.
That's the problem.
Or you just snatch their jeans and run in the bathroom and lock the door.
Oh, my God. Has anybody ever had a date that didn't want to pay or wanted their money back?
Oh, my God.
No, I always aim to please. No, I'm not easy. Don't.
So you're easy like Sunday morning, London?
I'm
is that
not
Kelly?
Exactly.
Yeah. Kelly, that was you?
Oh, no, I'm not easy like Sunday morning. I'll leave that to Maya.
Ooh.
Sister, I got some tea, girl. They said you went over to somebody's house and destructed the place over a doggy, bitch.
Oh, mistake, girl.
Oh,
yeah.
I heard that there's doggies getting kidnapped. Why are they kidnapping little puppies?
Well, the girls, you know, the girls are the girls, honey. And I keep telling the girls that they're not about this life, Miss Thing. And so, you know, I had to go, you know, I went and tried to reclaim the dog, and the girls gave much, Miss Thing. The children tried to stab me, honey. I pulled out my taser. I maced the whole apartment, honey, and I hit it.
Oh, my God.
After all that, sis, I pray you got the dog back. Jeez.
Baby, no, I didn't get the dog back, honey, but it was about the point of letting the girls know they're not about this life, Miss Thing. I am this life, Miss Thing. And I
but
keep
Kelly,
telling the girls.
But, how you walk up in there and then walk out dogless?
Baby, you know, it doesn't matter, honey, at the end of the day.
You sprayed mace with the dog inside the room?
London. From what I heard, honey, they were damn near running a kennel in there, and Kelly couldn't figure out which dog was the right one.
It was so many girls in the apartment. It was so many dogs in the apartment. I didn't know which one was what.
Kelly, you maced the dogs, too.
Baby, I just based the apartment. This thing, it is what it is, honey.
But wait a minute. Can I ask you something? How did your dog get from your apartment to over there?
Oh, no, not my dog, baby. Trust me, not mine, baby. Never that, honey. And you know the girls tried to do, you know the girls tried to do the old school trick, and Kiana. You know how we used to do back in the days and send the cops and the fire department to the girls' house.
Yeah.
But the girls don't know. Everything over here in the Bronx is hooked to ADT, but say they call before they come out.
I know that's right.
Okay.
Ooh.
I've never been a dumb bitch, never been a slow bitch.
Wait,
I mean, we have
Mother live on the air. Nicole, you're live on the air, Nicola.
Uh-oh.
Hi, everybody. Hi, hi, Kiana.
What's up, my
hey.
Overall, hi, Divine. Hi, everybody on the show. Overall, Mother.
Right here.
Could you do me a favor and just leave my daughter and them little girls alone? That dog had nothing to do with you. That's my adult over there to defend.
Baby,
and leave them girls alone, Miss Kelly, because you had no business going over to that young generation that has nothing to do to you to beat them up.
Oh, baby,
I heard it was $500 on the table.
I didn't go to beat anybody up, baby. I went to reclaim the dog. But when you think that you're going to pull a weapon on me, honey, and it's going to go over that easy.
Kelly, I know the whole story inside out.
You don't know the whole story.
Kelly,
you don't know the whole story.
You told me the story.
Nicola.
So,
Nicola, is it safe to say that you were in the running to get in the puppy?
No, because no, my London, the puppy is Maya. Erica took that puppy, been taken from Maya a long time ago because Maya was sleeping with Erica's man.
Everybody was sleeping with Erica's man. Everybody was sleeping with. He was a party piece. He was a party piece.
No, when Erica was in jail.
No,
Kelly, that was her husband, and then it became.
It was her husband first, but then. After she went to jail for the year, he became a party piece. Maya had him, and this is the problem, okay? And this is what I said to the girl on Facebook yesterday. Hold on, let me finish.
Wait, can
like
we get
said,
Maya or Erica live on the air, please?
Like I said on Facebook, the girls pick and choose who they want to mess with, okay? Everybody not fuck this boy. Erica's only picking on Maya because Maya's a weak individual. Like I told them on the phone, bitch, he was hitting my mother. Fucking good girlfriend up, Miss Thing, bitch, for motherfucking months trying to get to our house, trying to have her, Miss Thing. I know Erica seen the messages. Why Erica ain't fucking with her? You know why she ain't fucking with her? Because she know my good girlfriend keeps a motherfucking club in her pocketbook and keeps a motherfucking knife in her motherfucking boot and don't have a barber with stabbing a bitch in her motherfucking jugular. Stop picking on the weak-minded individual. Pick on bitches that gotta fight everybody that'll fuck his motherfucking ass. You should have left his motherfucking ass on the motherfucking curb because he wasn't handling his business like he was supposed to be handling his business when you was in jail. He should have been out here making money and holding you down instead of fucking your girlfriends and fucking the community. That's what he was doing. You should have left the motherfucking trash in the motherfucking trash and stopped picking it the fuck up. That's the motherfucking problem with these young motherfuckers. They need to stop thinking with their purse and shaking their motherfucking purse because he'll fuck every motherfucking bitch.
No,
I think he was in Brooklyn with Alexis too.
What I want to know is, can I ask a question, Kelly? Why do
people
get upset?
Well, she advertised her business.
Let me ask a question.
Oh, my God.
Why do people get upset over a party piece?
Bitch, bitch. I don't understand why these girls want to get upset.
They take that party piece seriously, you know.
That's the problem. That's the problem with these girls. These girls want to take a motherfucking party piece and they want to turn a party piece into a motherfucking husband. You can't turn a party piece into a motherfucking husband.
Kelly, don't speak like that because you're being very contradicting.
London, if you got something on your breast, get it off. It's Hot Topic Tuesdays.
So basically, you let a Mizrahi, you know, break up a happy home.
Miss Singh, it was like my sister Jasmine. Like my sister Jasmine said, it wasn't a happy home. It was just comfortable. Okay. All right. And I didn't let anybody break up anything. You can't break up something that was already broken.
And I thank you.
And I thank you, honey.
At the end of the day,
I love it all. Hold on, we have another caller. 704-713. You're live on the air. 704-713. You're live on the air. Okay, you're gone.
What? Somebody's by a computer.
Miss Alexis and Miss London, y'all be at me, Miss Thing. Y'all be working together, Miss Thing. Alexis, when are you coming home?
I'm coming home tomorrow.
Brother, you said that 2 days ago.
Shut up.
Okay.
I was by your house today.
Girl, stay from off my side of town. You don't want me in the Bronx, girl. You stay the fuck out of Brooklyn.
Baby, I was over there. I was in Ashley Stewart looking around today.
Girl, stay out of my hood, Miss Thing. I told you about that. We don't want you on the side.
Yes, honey. I was over there. I said, oh, my sister Alexis ain't home. I could have stopped by and seen her.
Bruh. You said that right, bruh.
Oh my God!
Kelly, do you know anything about the fight in Atlanta with Ken and somebody else?
With Ken and Neil?
Right. You know, I got a message today that said that. Wait, it's Ken seemed very aggressive towards the situation. But
y'all
why is Neil the only one that? Going to be banned. Why isn't Ken and Neil banned?
Y'all will not discuss my child, and he is not here to defend his.
I heard that Ken whooped Neil's motherfucking ass.
Yes, I heard that too. That's what I heard too.
And I gagged. I said Neil is too big to be letting Ken whoop his motherfucking ass, Miss Say.
Which
but
Neil?
Baby, I was gagging Neil. Doug Realness of the Year, Streetwear of the Year, Butch Queen of the Year, Neil X Chanel, now Allure, Miss Thing. He got his ass whooped on Saturday by Ken Blahnik at the ball in Atlanta. They said Ken vogued on his ass like he was getting another $1,500.
but didn't all the Blahniks attack him as well?
Oh,
yes,
I don't know, did they?
Yes.
Oh, did they?
But wait a minute!
Right,
but the video that I put out, it didn't show on it where he unless it happened out on the second part of that video, because the video that I put
it wasn't on it where
you put up Naima was starting from the point where they were getting put out. The fight was actually inside.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. I posted the video when he was inside.
Naima posted that part of, and I posted the part of when they was outside. When Jamie and Rico was on the red carpet.
Maybe. Well,
oh, I didn't see that. I only posted that that was inside when it started at.
It's getting out of control, all these fights and stuff involved.
Oh, Kelly, don't do all that, girl, because you
I'm just like,
calm
I'm just
down.
like, I'm just like, it's so overwhelming to me to have to come out to a ball and spend all my hard-earned money getting my hair done by my sister, Miss Portia, Miss Thing, and to get it styled by my stylist, and then, you know, and getting my makeup done by my makeup, to come and have these barbaric animals just destroy these venues and things. It's outrageous.
Well, they used to say the same thing about you. You know what, Kelly?
No, they never said no. See, it's a difference. Kelly never fought. Kelly wasn't the fighter. Mother U-Haul was the fighter. That's two different people.
Girl, that's one of your three different sides?
Yeah, that's one of my three different sides. See, U-Haul used to come and destroy balls. Kelly didn't do those type of things, but it's outrageous. It's becoming like a street brawl to come to a ball, this thing. I don't know if I want to wear stilettos, if I want to wear uptowns to come to a ball, this thing, because I don't know if I got to run to get out the way of these animals. This thing, these children is really becoming animals.
You said I would wear my stilettos and my uptown.
Kelly,
shut up. Please.
I don't know if I want to come to the ball. I don't know if I want to come to the ball as a cunt or a bra.
A bra.
Are you coming to cunt?
Honey, it's just a mat. It's crazy.
Kelly, you get a drag?
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Naima, that church finger, Naima.
Okay, I waved my church hands, honey.
Waving that church finger, honey. Oh, but don't forget, honey, we're going to be live in Baltimore this weekend, honey. Baltimore is definitely going down. It's the Baltimore Awards Ball in Baltimore this weekend, honey. Girls definitely come out, honey. The ball is going to be starting at, the awards starting at 5:30, honey, and then after that, they're going straight into LFS, honey.
Yeah, right, sure.
I would raise my church finger, but it currently has Vaseline on it.
Vaseline, oh my God.
What you got Vaseline on it for? What are you doing?
I knew something.
I'm trying to get somebody to come over here and clean my hole.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this is where I say goodnight. I've enjoyed all of you guys.
You need
right?
a snake for that.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Uh-oh. Thank you.
Bye, Ruby.
Divine, call me. Call me Divine.
Okay. Bye, Ruby.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, too.
Bye.
Well, Lord.
And I thank you.
And I thank you. Where's Maya Angelou? She's just, you know, up in here.
No,
you know.
I heard her. She's writing a poem tonight. She's, you know, here at mine tonight.
She's trying to get back to
school. She got three boys on her way to her house.
They're going to be reading.
Oh, Kelly, you must have been on the chat line then.
Well, speaking of boys coming to the house, TJ, aren't you still on this line?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
So what's this on the coffee bag last night? If you got
look
out the towel
from
that boy, that boy is all the way in Detroit. You is not gonna top that boy.
Hold on, accident
stage right.
Wait a minute, we wasn't even talking about that, Alexis. You sit down there in Atlanta.
Okay.
Now, TJ. Yeah.
Look here, we're not gonna have a topic tonight, my nigga.
Okay, okay, figure.
That was all
right, but yeah, I think I would get married. I never answered that question, but I think I would get married.
Mm-hmm.
To multiple people.
No one.
Mm-mm, honey. You see, that's why. That's exactly why, honey. Oh my God! Oh my God! What do y'all think? What do y'all think about that man that's been working at Newark Airport as security for the last 20 years, using somebody's identity that's been dead?
That's something, though. He was turning in for Well, but that's kind of scary,
that's
though.
That's what you call
scary.
A white cunt car. That's what you call a white cunt car.
He's
that's
been working, Naiva, he was working at New York International Airport for 20 years using somebody's identity that died in 1992, and they never knew, and he was one of the high-ranking security people at New York International Airport.
That is so scary.
Oh, my God.
If he wanted to come here, if he wanted to come here and blow things up, he was right in all
but
that.
No, they said they're not charging him with no terrorist act. They just charging him with identity theft because he really didn't do anything, and he's been working and doing everything right, but they just charging him with the identity theft.
How did they catch him?
That's still fraud.
Because all the lapses in security in Newark International, it started an investigation, and then that's how it all unfolded.
That's still fraud. That's time.
Baby, but I think if you knew that you had all of these, that you was doing all of what you was doing, honey, you should have been up on your game making sure it was no way that it was going to come back to you. You let all these gaps in security and everything, and then he started an investigation, and that investigation got your ass locked up.
Right.
What time do Vogue night start, y'all?
What?
Oh, I'm supposed to
be
going.
On your way.
TJ, you in New York?
Huh?
Get out.
You in New York?
Uh-uh.
So why you want to know about fucking Vogue night?
Because somebody just wrote me on Facebook and told me to ask the cast what time is Vogue night.
Oh, we don't know. Tell them to go on Facebook and search the fuck.
Right, we don't do free advertisement for anything here.
Okay.
Free advertisement, Kelly. So
yeah.
Your ball, the New York, what is it, Gay Pride?
The I Love New York ball, yes.
So is everything on for that weekend still? The cookout?
No, that's the weekend. That's the weekend before. I have to hit Caesar. I don't know. That's the weekend before. I have to hit up Caesar and find out from Caesar what's gonna happen. But if Caesar don't do it the weekend before, it's supposed to be the Father's Day weekend. I'm gonna still do my thing that same weekend, the weekend of Gay Pride weekend. I'm gonna have something, you know, and make it big.
You won't have it at your house, or you won't have it out?
No, the girls. It's gonna be across the street by my mother's house. The girls will never come over here.
So when what time of year do they have Alegria?
Excuse me? TJ, we don't know anything about those places where they go and do all those type of drugs. Now, if you want to know about some Oxycontin, I can tell you about that.
Kelly, I'll call you about the Oxycontin later. On your phone, thank you. The red phone.
Yes, honey.
Yeah, oh, my God. You know what? Speaking of the red phone, bitch.
The church finger again.
Huh?
That church finger again.
Okay, wait a minute. Roger, what Kelly used to be like, oh, hangs up red phone, or I got a phone call off the red phone or something. It wasn't until I got to her house that I see that this bitch literally got a red phone.
Maybe yes, it's the red phone. Take me, honey. Yes, honey. The red phone be ringing, honey. Baby, the red phone be ringing. But the red phone is on vacation, honey. The red phone is definitely on vacation, honey. So, you know, honey. Y'all girls better get y'all life, honey. Y'all better get y'all life because, you know, our summer vacation is definitely coming up in the next 14 days. Yeah, I know our summer vacation.
So the show is going to be off the air for a little bit?
Yeah, the show is only starting in June. The show only comes on Monday.
Okay.
We do the recaps on Monday, and every other day we on vacation into after Labor Day weekend starting June 1st.
All right.
Baby, you know we have to take our summer vacation. You know I have to travel and do things and stuff, honey.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
we know.
Fall July 8th.
Yeah, sonny. you know, I'm definitely going to be in L.A. I'm definitely going to be in L.A. I'm going to be in Florida next month, and I'm going to be in L.A. next month, and then I'll be back in L.A. in July, honey, you know.
How is the balls out in Florida, Kelly?
The balls in Florida are really cute. You know, the children have a lot of potential down there, but I think that it's time for those kids down there to actually start getting on the road and taking their talent. They have a lot
of talent down there,
and they need to just bring it on the road and come out there. And, you know, I think that Jasmine is about to start doing her mini ball series again starting in October.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it'll definitely bring the girls back to the Florida area and, you know, and get it popping again.
Yeah, I have to go down there and support some of the kids down there, and they wanted me to come down there.
Yeah, it's definitely cute. It's definitely a growing city with a lot of potential and everything. You know,
I definitely heard. And they said that I was speaking to Trey. He's having his bowl in Texas. He said there was a lot of potential out there in Texas too as well.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to Texas to Trey's bowl. I'm definitely going to be in Texas, honey.
You know, you're on a tour, honey. It's not really even about the balls.
It's just about going to new areas that I've never been to before, you know. And, you know, and just doing my thing. I definitely want to go to New Orleans sometime this summer, too, honey. I hear they have big man dingoes.
Yeah, you know, I want to go to Sweetie Pies, honey.
New Orleans was off the chain. I loved it.
Didi was telling me it's really nice out there.
Yes, I definitely need to get to New Orleans sometime this summer, honey.
Oh, baby, I didn't want to leave. I did not want
to
leave.
I always wanted to go to Detroit. I never went to Detroit. I went to anywhere else except Detroit.
Oh, girl, Detroit is so bangy.
It is.
I don't like a couple of things in Detroit, and that's my sister Goddess, my sister Janice.
Yes.
I have to look back too much
when I'm in Detroit. My son TJ,
honey, and my sexy little side piece that I got in Detroit.
Uh-oh.
I was wondering when you're going to mention that one.
Yes, honey.
Oh, wait, Maya.
Okay, Naima, I heard that Maya is your side piece. Oh, no.
Oh.
I know who Maya is, Naima. The church finger shaking.
Somebody...
Is it the truth that you want Maya to top you?
No, more like TJ wanna.
TJ's gonna tap you?
TJ's gonna tap me.
So somebody was saying something about side pieces. Who got side pieces?
Because
Alexis don't have side pieces, honey.
Oh, bloody hell, TJ. Someone just bloody sent me a picture of your butthole. I see through your future.
Yeah. God.
Wait a minute.
Can I ask you something, though? To anybody on the phone. Well, you know what? Since Kelly's on the phone, then maybe she can explain this, too. So, that category the other night that Kiana, that you had walked right there.
Pickles.net. First of all, this is the thing about it, and Kelly, me and Kelly was riding aside. First of all, why would you even have your girlfriend Selena Khan on the panel sitting next to each other chopping everybody?
Right, while she's chopping on them walnuts she has in her jewels.
Kelly was just sitting there looking because we, Kelly and Nicole, was outside, and then Greg was trying to. It was the whole ball was a mess. I mean, I would never ever go to the Globe again.
But see, what I want to know is what is your definition? And since Kelly on the phone, what is your definition of swag?
No, I hear you. Go ahead.
Swag really doesn't have a definition.
Swag is something that is personal.
It's like it's your own personal oomph. to yourself. And how could you judge somebody on swag?
Thank you, sis.
That was just like crazy to take and have a category about swag. And so, like I said last night, if you chopped the female figures, you should have chopped the butch queen too, because it actually, bitch, nobody had swag.
Child.
Well, the worst is who. Shut up. No, never mind. Go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead
and tell what you want to say. The judges didn't even have swag. So, you know, how can you judge
just,
swag when
just
you don't
crazy.
Have it?
Well, who came up with that category?
It was Greg, and I spoke to Greg about the category. I just did it for fun. He said basically you could have your own interpretation of swag, which basically is a way of life to me. Like Kelly has swag. I could look at Alexa has swag. Naeem, all of us on this line got swag in different ways, how you want to bring it. That's what he said. And then you get Face getting on the mic, on the thing, and want to chop. It's like, oh, really? But it's no big deal to me because it's a non-factor. Next.
Oh. But see, my thing is, to the people who would have been shouting at me, I would have got a microphone. I'd have been like, well, if I don't have it and none of these people have it,
right. Naeem, but you know what? I'm not going to waste my time anymore as far as that, because as far as dealing with somebody like FaZe and his girlfriend sitting next to him, I don't understand why was she chopping people too. Like, are you serious? Then she came over there talking to me. I don't know why he chopped you, because I don't understand the swag thing. I'm going to speak to him about the la 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 la. I'm like,
I read it.
Well,
who put her
on the panel?
Hey, listen, Naeema, Kelly was sitting in that corner. We was all together outside. Alexis, you would have sat up with us. You would have looked at Kelly sitting there just looking at Kelly was in that corner sitting there on that stool like, what the fuck is going on here? It was a mess. It was just, then they chopped everybody in the line. Khadijah wanted to fight with Faith. It was a lot. She fell to the ground. It was a whole
thing. Tiana?
Uh-huh?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
And this is for Kelly, too. Kelly.
Go ahead.
The ball that you was at in Connecticut, when you had to walk against Selena Prodigy, who was that category again?
Who?
You talk about Selena, she's a con. The category was... Mm. It was Femme Queen Realness.
Time out. Time out.
Yeah.
Okay, time out. Now, is this the Selena that Kiana's talking about at the Globe?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that was her.
Wait a minute. I got a question. So, with that being said, Kelly, could you describe what's the definition of Femme Queen Realness? Because you've been in the scene for years. Could you please tell what is Femme Queen Realness?
Well,
how can she define something
she's not? I can't describe Femme Queen Realness, and because my realness is different from everybody else. Because I can have my makeup in my makeup box for like 6 months. Because the only time I wear makeup is when I come around the girls. Other than that, bitch, I'm washed face, fish, bitch.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, bitch, if I have a motherfucking... I don't have a fuck if I have a little fucking shadow. I walk down 125th Street every motherfucking
shadow.
Day, bitch, and I'm motherfucking real. I know I'm real, baby. The boys know I'm real, bitch. They holler at me, bitch. Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all. Bitch, when I take my makeup off, yes, I do have a little bit of shadow. I get more life when I'm unpainted, when I'm painted, and I go out. When I go out and I'm painted, I get clocked more when I'm painted.
Right.
Baby, so I know I'm real, baby. I walk the projects of Brooklyn. I take the train, bitch. I know I got motherfucking swag. Mm-hmm. I don't need a panel of judges to tell me I got swag, because they don't know what the fuck swag is, because some of them ain't got motherfucking swag.
That's true.
That's my point. My point is, if you're oversurged, is that considered some queen realness? When you're oversurged and it looks
hell
like you had a lot of work done?
Waving my church finger, exit the stage left.
Them queen realness is being able to walk the streets and live
and not be clockable.
And not be clockable.
So, Selena Prodigy. Is Selena Prodigy
from
queen realness?
When you get too much surge, you get certified
to become
Decepticon. Yeah, you get certified to become a clown. It all depends on your surge. I think sometimes with the individual, they go so overboard for perfection. You have to realize that women are not perfect. I've seen women with full beards. I've seen women with Adam's apples. I've seen everything. Big backs, big this. You know, women are not perfect, but they just want that perfection. And when you sometimes, as far as being a girl, when you want to perfect it, that's when you tend to get clocked, when it's too much.
They don't understand that.
They don't. They don't
real.
Believe in natural no more and stuff like that. They just want to just go so overboard with things. It's like, wow. That's why I didn't.
But you know what? I'm gonna tell you something. There's a difference. There's a difference in to me. There's, there's. You know, these girls get into the ballroom scene, and you have to realize you're around a whole bunch of homosexuals.
Right.
So you know they're there for all of that animation and all of that, you know, craziness and stuff like that.
Right.
But at the day, bitch, when you leave from a place where you're accepted at, and you out here in real life and reality and things like
right.
that, people are gonna walk and follow you with. Camera phones and
yeah, because to me, it's not reality. That's why I say to my kids, my personal children, my daughters and stuff, you have to have a separation process of your real world between reality and the ballroom. Sometimes people always try to interact both of them together. You cannot do that because real life is a total different thing to me. You know, when you see me in the streets or whatever, you're not going to see Mother Ibisu. You're going to see Kiana or Tanisha, you know, Lewis. It's not going to be all this stuff. People don't know how to separate. They just go so far and just go so overboard with it. And it's about taking care of yourself and doing it right, you know, please.
Wow. But you know what, though? I'm going to tell you something about me, to be honest with you.
Uh-huh.
And I say this to, you know, I think I said this to you and I said this to Alexis before that. I really had no desire
right.
to even walk like realness or to be real or anything like that. Cause I don't want to look like the next, you know, late fish standing next to me in the crowd or whatever. I'd rather stand
right.
out, but I don't want to stand out and look like a museum exhibit or like
right.
I belong in a warehouse
right.
or a factory or something like that. You know, I'd rather stand out because I'm sitting so fierce that you know my tea, but I'm
you
not,
know,
I don't want to stand out and I look like, oh my God, who left the gate open? You know what
right.
I'm saying?
Watch
I mean,
the door.
Who let the dog out?
Like, who did
yes.
it and ran? Who did it and ran? Who did your surgeon ran?
Who let the bras out?
You know what? But that is so true, Naima, but some people just don't want that because then you have to really, when you want, sometimes when you go so overboard with the surge sometimes, you have to really wonder, is something going on internally about your self-esteem sometimes? I mean, we as women, we all go through self-esteem issues. I mean, I'm 40, and I'm a woman, and I did everything I had to do. Don't think I don't go through like the next girl go through, because I do. But it's a whole lot we go through, and it's not an easy transition as being a woman and to do what we have to do. And a lot of times it's not easy for us to still have it. Because a lot of people that we came out with, Kelly, and all of us, we can talk about this, and Alexis, we've seen the girls that came out before us, some of them don't still have it, don't even look the same anymore. And you'd be like,
right.
oh, my God, that person was the, you know, the real bitch and all this stuff. It's about taking care of yourself and preserving yourself, because when you get older, you want to preserve yourself and do it the right way. You know, I'm 40, and I thank God for that, and I still got it and still look good.
Let me ask you something. What do you think, Kiana, being that you're an older girl? Well, we are older girls on here. Me, you, Alexis, and Kelly.
I don't know what y'all talking about, baby, okay?
Miss Kelly, bitch.
I'm about to turn 21 at the end of the month.
Miss Kelly, you've been 21 10 years ago, next. That's my sister, but that bitch been 21 years. She get on my nerves. What'd you say, Naima? Go ahead.
But what do y'all think about, okay, being that, you know, we all in our prime, I'll say that.
Right.
What do you think about the girls? Now, remember we always talk about bad silicone jaws and
yeah.
stuff like that, and, you know, and black seals. What do y'all think about the girls who do got the good stuff, but now they are gagging, now the bodies is looking crazy, and the stuff is to their ankles?
But you know what? It all depends who you go to. Like I said to any and everybody about who you go to, you need to do your research. Just do not get it because, you know, what's more, you know, sometimes what's more is not better. like, I started off with the Wright girls, and I, you know, I wrote to my foundation of Joanne and Kelly Harper. Those are the only people that done my body, and nobody ever touched my body or anything else. And I thank God I've never had any complications. Everything is still intact. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of girls just want to rush. They want to rush and get this overnight success body. You see them one day, like Kelly and all of us, and Alexis, all of us could be out one day. We see them one day, we talking to Kiki, and the next fucking day, 2 weeks ago, they got all these body and implants. It's like, oh, my God.
But you know what, though? It's, speaking of implants, I'm glad you brought that up. Speaking of implants, you know, the girls
you need to be
down to
you
Florida.
Need to brush yourself and moan.
The girls is hitting it down to Florida to that doctor, honey, and they talking about getting bags for $3,000, and they get these hard saline implants to come back here, and the stuff don't move, and it's just looking crazy.
That's
you
not
know?
Everybody. That is not everybody.
Not everybody. You know what
I'm
saying? Are you talking about talking about who?
Paris, is she an extravaganza still?
No, she's a gotti now. She's not. She's a gotti now.
I have seen some girls go down to Florida to doctor. I can't think of his name right now, and have come back with some beautiful bags. That's not
everybody. Oh my God! Oh my God! Why is everybody going to Florida and everybody's getting bags and nobody's taking hobos? What the fuck?
I don't understand it because. I don't understand it. You have to moan. To me, you need to flesh yourself out first.
The same reason everybody's sitting on people's dining room table, in the hotel rooms, on the coffee table, or in the car, getting silicone pumped in the ass.
You better not be in the car.
Oh, well, I don't know nothing about that.
I don't know about the Buick. It's a mess. It's like these people just need to take their time. Like these young, up-and-coming girls, they just want to be part of the, you know, the in crowd of, oh, let me get this, let me get that, I'm going to get me a man, I'm going to get all the life. And then after that, you get all this stuff. You have to get older. They don't realize that, but hey.
Well, I just want to let y'all know, tomorrow night, the State of Emergency, episode 13, with myself and the legendary icon, CEO Jasmine Couture, will definitely talk about people taking their health seriously tomorrow night, live on the air at 11 o'clock. I hope everybody definitely tune in. I'm definitely going to be on the show, and I'm definitely going to tell my story and tell everything, so I want everybody to definitely tune into that. I love y'all all for loving me, and like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I am the legendary Aurora Mother Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway that Alexis and Naima definitely
Wait,
do.
Wait, Kelly, I never said I was ending the show, sweetie.
I've ended. I didn't say you was ending the show. I've ended my conversation, okay?
She's trying.
Okay.
You had to catch her. She's trying it.
It's time for me to go to bed. So let me finish my statement.
Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway
that Alexis or Naima go into tonight, I hope that they please practice safe sex because the life they say will definitely be their own because you know they sucks for the gods, Miss Thang. Did you see that? Y'all remember that video of Miss Alexis, Miss Thang? Her jaws are nasty.
Do I hear a deep blue sea part 4?
Oh boy.
Baby, I don't know. What are you doing? Are those girls coming out?
Y'all want to talk about a video.
Kelly got company over there. That's why she's trying to get off the phone.
No, actually, I don't have company over here, bitch. I'm talking to my daughter on the phone, okay, bitch? Bye. Good night. I'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Good night.
She got a dick in her mouth.
Oh, my God.
That butter slug it freak.
But we talked enough about hoeing and different things of that sort. So, there's really nothing else to talk about. That's all that's going on in the ballroom is hoeing, fighting, and shade. So I think we're done for the night.
Thank you so much, wonderful.
Go.
Right. What happened?
I'm here. Yeah, what were you saying?
I said thank you so much for a wonderful topic. You are just too much.
I thank you. I was just told we have 13 minutes, so if you guys have anything to say and like.
Is Keisha still on the line and everybody else?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm here.
We're listening.
Is TJ still on here?
Yeah,
I'm still
here.
Kiana.
TJ, where's your other half?
What happened?
Safe, okay, let's go back to the Fem Queen category. The Fem Queen question. Is it safe to say that queens who, let's say, go overboard in terms of getting surgery or what have you?
Right.
Is it safe to say that they do that because they want to stand out, because they want to be looked at differently when all the other girls look sort of
no,
same?
No, I just think that it's a self-esteem issue about what you go through on your inside because – I don't know, sometimes they want that. A lot of them want that look. They like all the attention and all that stuff like that, and they want that. You know, I just applaud them to each his own, you know. I don't know, but it ain't me.
But Kiana, the thing is that I, you know, was also asking is, well, what about the ones who took their time and got it done, but now are gagging now, years later?
Right. I don't know. I have a question.
Wait, isn't it, like, liable for the hospital to give you a pussy once you cut off your own penis? Some girls, they want to be cunts, but they just still have that little lagging piece of church finger that they carry around.
No, I don't think that the hospital is going to automatically give you a pussy because you cut it off. I think they're going to have to try to sew it back up, try to put it back. I don't know. Ooh, that's painful. Oh, no. Wow. This is another Lorena Bobbitt incident.
I've never had a desire to get no coochie. I don't have no desire for all of that because, I always want to remain having something that a woman can't give a man. You know, she meant to put on a strap on, but honey, you know, at the end of the day, it's nothing like the real.
I know it's hard before I got my, you know, so. Mm. I used to get hard in my tuck, and it hurted a lot.
Ooh. So you better get do the old school motherfucking Kotex to the panty line and do a double tuck, bitch. I mean, it ain't for everybody. Hey. I just think it's not for everybody. It's to each of his
own. I don't think it's for everybody. I mean, I believe it's to each his own. You
just can't go out there and just get a pussy because my girlfriend is getting one. Like when I did the transition, this is something I've always wanted. That other part of me, I hated it. Ugh. You can even touch me, I'll be mortified.
Right.
And I did it 11 years ago, so.
But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you, but I come across, you know, bitch queens, and I come across, you know, men that will say to me, you know, you go through, you know, getting titties and weave and living your life as a woman, everything like that, but you need to act like it. You know, you're supposed to have a coochie or not supposed to use your stuff or whatever the case may be. And my whole thing is this, at the end of the day, okay, you may be trying to play I talk on my time, honey, but I don't play all of it. I'm just saying before Divine tried to attack me on it, just me and her had a conversation. I'm not going to go there, but anyway, to each his own. I was still born a male at the end of the day.
I don't know. I just think that it's to each his own. It's not for everybody. I think you should not just want to get it just for a man, just for this and for that. Because I know some people that did have the surgery and transition, and they're not happy. This is something that you have to want 100%. You have to, your insides have to be right as well as your outside, because you will want your outside matching your vagina. That's how I feel about it. You know.
But you know what though, I feel like if you want to go get a coochie, then you need to look like you would have a coochie. Because I've seen girls that.
Right. Yeah.
So Naima, you seen my niggas with pussies?
Oh God!
Oh yeah, I see girls that.
Yeah,
when they be like, "Oh, I'm a sex change," I'll be like, "Are you serious?" Like, you know, there's some girls walking around New York City sex changes,
and full beard. And I'll be like, oh, no.
I mean, that's things that you got to take care of, but I don't know.
But there are some girls who, you know, they are so real. Like, I'll give you a prime example that's so real to me that look like she would have a coochie.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be what's her name? Prodigy, Lisa.
Is she Lisa?
She's so real to me that she look like she would have a, like, that's coochie. That's a woman. She look like somebody that would have that. Some girls you could just look at and just be like, all right. Some girls,
you know,
I used
to say that, but you know, I seen a picture came across and I just
said,
you know what, London?
You know what? You know what, London? Don't go there. Not now, please. Oh God. She is so fierce.
No shade, no.
So, why do you have that gag that the realness girl got Mandingo dick?
Oh, my God. Can we? Ooh. Well. Hey, Alexis, how you been?
No.
Alexis?
I'm not getting that shit.
Why not, my kid?
Not all of the realness girls have Mandingo. You talk about Mandingo. That's, ooh.
I think
that's
TJ slightly
that's
tried
right.
it. It's slightly trying it on his phone. That's what it is. I caught it.
No, I know what TJ giving. And, oh my God, TJ, you are so horrible. That is a mess. TJ is so mean, but they were talking about his little excursion, his little session in North Carolina last week. Remember?
What? Please tell me what church I have in South Carolina.
Yeah, they said you got a lovely blowjob. You were just sitting there, you know, your legs keep opening, watching TV, you know. Yeah. Doing your
bloody
thing.
So TJ, who was blowing your knob?
Oh, my God.
It's no need to be bothered, y'all.
Yes, he got a blowjob.
So, wait a minute. I want to talk. Okay, so, you know, to jump the subject around while we got these last few minutes, I'm going to make it hot. So,
yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I was talking to my brother, my house brother, KB Ebony.
Mm-hmm.
He happened to have on his wall talking about, you know, bottom came and bottoms and stuff like that. And
he don't cater to bottoms.
No, wait, listen. So on his post, he was, you know, they were talking about bottom came and bottoms and everything.
Mm.
And, you know, and how does, you know, people have always had a bottom on top of them, you know, having them or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, this TJ is on the phone.
Uh-oh.
What do you think about bottoms having bottoms either together?
Naughty karate.
And naughty karate, white kung pao, and I thank you.
Two girls on each other's back. That's like a bulldagger session.
TJ, no, wait, hold on, TJ.
Why are you asking me this? What are you trying to imply?
Mm-hmm.
I just asked you a question. Yeah, I could know what to imply, but see, we only got until 2 o'clock, and we could definitely turn it.
But you know what? I think butch queens want pussies more than femme queens do.
At any time, and
was that white kung pao? I'm off the line. Thank you all. Night to night.
Good night.
Huh?
Someone asked the question.
Okay.
What do y'all feel about two bottoms going out of each other?
Oh, here you go.
Yeah, TJ.
Oh, wow.
Because, you know, you're a power bottom, but you top a lot of the girls.
Yeah,
a Power Ranger.
Camp Candy.
Yeah. I don't know who told you that. I mean, hey, if them two decide to go at each other, more power to them. I guess they're going to play whoever got the biggest piece go.
You better go ahead. You and Maya Angelou had a lot of poems together.
Mm-hmm.
They shared a lot of memories on paper.
A lot of knowledge. Her, Maya, Langston Hughes.
Ooh.
Tune in tomorrow night to the Wednesday night show. Thank you.